thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen Coop.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 13 of the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen Coop. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. In the last episode, I talked about hugel culture, a method of building a raised bed garden with wood buried inside that acts like a huge sponge to hold water and nutrients and reduce the amount of work we need to do to prepare our gardens every year. Once the hugel culture is built, it lasts for many years and provides excellent soil quality in time. In this episode, I'm going to talk about trees, and I'm sure everyone has heard that trees are really good for the environment, and in this episode, I'm going to go a little bit into some of the reasons why. But before I do that, I just want to thank everyone who's taken the time to write a review for the book out on Amazon or on Goodreads or any of the other places where you can review a book. I appreciate you doing that. If you haven't reviewed the book and you have read it, I would appreciate if you'd take just a minute or two to write a review. It's really helpful to have that feedback, both for myself, but also for other people who are interested in buying and want to know whether it's worth their time or not. So I'd encourage you to do that, and appreciate if you do take that time. That really helps a lot. Okay, so we're talking about trees today, and there's many different reasons why trees are incredibly beneficial for the environment, and I probably won't be able to cover all of the reasons, but I do want to cover some of them, and some of them maybe are different than you've heard before. Maybe many of them are familiar. The first one I want to mention, because we're doing a series of podcasts and producing double the food with one-tenth of the effort, is that trees are far more resilient and reliable food producers than annual crops. If you think about an apple tree in someone's backyard, how many years have they worried as to whether they would actually get apples or not? Probably not very often. They're extremely reliable, and even in dry years, you usually still get apples. And even in wet years, you usually still get apples. It's not perfect, but it's far more reliable than your usual garden plants. So there's one big one for you right there. And obviously we can't just eat apples all day every day, but we can eat a lot of nut protein. There's lots of different trees that can provide healthy food for us in a way that is more resilient and reliable. In a future episode, I'm going to talk about polyculture, which is growing multiple plants together instead of just a lot of one kind of plant. And another advantage that trees have when grown together with other plants is that trees have really deep roots often, and they could share water and nutrients from deeper in the soil with other plants. So that's, it not only helps your trees, but also allows some of your other plants to grow better. One of the other cool things about trees is because they are pumping this water all the way from the ground all the way up to their leaves, they're actually transpiring the water out of their leaves and raising the humidity in the area. So long as you don't have the wind coming in and blowing away all of the humidity, you can actually increase the amount of water available to your other plants just by having trees in the area, which I think is pretty cool. And kind of along that theme, one of the really cool things about trees, I think, is that trees create rain. Willie Smith, who actually read our book and provided some really helpful feedback, managed to increase the rainfall by 20% over 3 years in an area of Borneo. And the main strategy that he used to do that was just planting trees, a lot of them, in a polyculture. And so that's really cool. And trees with their roots can also really help slow and soak water into the soil. And so there's a lot of areas where trees were clear cut and then streams disappeared. All sorts of problems occurred because the trees were actually slowing and soaking the water into the soil. And so by planting trees in degraded creek beds, we can actually bring back creeks and we can bring back streams and increase our water security by a lot. The next advantage that I want to talk about is one that I'll cover in more detail in, I think, the next episode of this podcast, and that is that trees create free mulch delivered to your yard every year in the fall. And there's a lot of benefits to that that I'll get into in a different episode. Trees also help reduce evaporation, so keeping more moisture for our plants, less irrigation required. And that's in two different ways. One is if you have enough trees, you can create a windbreak, which is one really helpful thing. So the wind's not picking up all of your moisture and taking it away. And then trees also create shade, which helps reduce the amount of evaporation from the sun. And you might be worried that it's also going to reduce the amount of sunlight that the plants underneath the trees are getting. But one of the things to consider is that actually most garden plants were actually evolved over many, many, many years to have a need for partial shade. They actually do better with a little bit of shade than full day sun. And so if we have trees around, we're not decreasing the amount of plants that can grow underneath them by too much. And actually, if we look at growing food from an energy standpoint and the energy that comes from the sun, if you look at a conventional corn field, the corn is only using about a third of the sunlight energy. About two-thirds of the sunlight is just hitting the dirt, the soil. And if you look at a really healthy forest, on the other hand, I think it's like 99% of the sunlight is being used by the many different layers of the forest. So I think that shows a model for us of how we can grow food in a way that works with nature and also grows more food than the conventional system. Okay, talking about another environmental footprint here, a big one for trees is carbon sequestration. A lot of problems have occurred because we've cut down and burned forests and released that carbon into the atmosphere. So obviously, if we can put that carbon back into trees, that's going to make a big impact. And the math works out to be roughly 1 ton of tree is equal to 1 ton of CO2. So we can grow trees and sequester carbon through that, but we can also sequester carbon by making use of those trees for products that are going to stick around. If you go and build a coffee table out of a tree, you're sequestering that carbon for as long as that coffee table is around. If you build a house and you use trees, then you are sequestering that carbon. And so long as you are growing trees faster than you are needing them for products, then we're sequestering way more carbon. Which brings up one of the benefits of having trees, and that is wood. We can make lots of great things with wood. We can use wood to heat our homes with our Occam's heater. We can use wood to make furniture and equipment and all sorts of helpful things. And so long as we're managing our forest or our trees in a healthy way, there should be no problems here. And one last point that I want to make is continuing on this theme of growing food is that a huge part of our global footprint is deforestation. And the driving factor behind deforestation is conventional agriculture, cutting down the forests so that they can plant more of their crops. So this is a big reason why we advocate for growing your own food, because the more of your own food that you grow in a way that is hopefully working with nature, ideally bringing in some trees, that is less forest and jungle that's going to be cut down somewhere else. And so I think that's a big factor to consider. Planting trees is super important. I encourage you to think about ways that you can incorporate trees into your systems and, you know, enjoy the wonderful bounty that comes from them, as well as build a better world at the same time. so much more that I could say here. I could talk all day about trees, but I'm going to leave it there for now. And I hope to see you in the next episode where I'm going to talk about mulch and I'm going to talk about berms and how we can drastically reduce our need for irrigation even more so that we can grow more food with less effort. In the meantime, if you like this podcast and you would like more people to hear about these ideas and these solutions, I would appreciate it if you would give a share on social media if you're into that kind of thing. And if not, maybe just tell a friend. That would be also very helpful. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.